This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Heffelfinger has joined us a number of times over the years. One of the top legal minds in this state. Private practice right now, but twice was the U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, 91 and 93, 2001 to 2006, appointed by George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush. And Tom is back on the show, and like all of our guests, Tom is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tom, yesterday, about a 2:30 our time, the news broke that President Trump's nominee to be the next attorney general of the state of the United States of America, not of the state of Minnesota, United States of America, is Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is known as a 100% loyalist to Donald Trump. He's bombastic. He's a flamethrower. I don't doubt his intelligence. He has faced Department of Justice inquiry that was dismissed and an ethics inquiry about his interactions with underage women and also potentially sex trafficking. When the appointment was made hours later, he resigned from Congress well before he's approved by the Senate. I think a lot of us believe, well, funny, what a coincidence. On Friday, the ethics investigation on former Congressman Gaetz was about to be released, and now that's a bit up in the air. Tom, I personally do not think Matt Gaetz is qualified in any way to be the United States Attorney General. You know this 1,000% better than I. What do you say?
Well, based on all the things you just said, what would make Gaetz qualified? To be blunt, everything you've said underscores his lack of qualifications to be the Attorney General. He also epitomizes or evidences some of the things that Trump has said from the very beginning he wants. For example, he wants to be able to make appointments as recess appointments. In other words, bypass approval by the Senate. Gaetz is the primary reason he is asking that, because Gaetz likely would have a hard time getting past the Senate, even a Republican Senate. Gaetz also has his experience as a target of an investigation for sexual misconduct. Yep. Come on, this is your attorney general. I think, and lastly, you said he's a I don't think you used the word bomb thrower, but I will. Trump has made it really clear he wants somebody running the Department of Justice who can be a bomb thrower and basically convert that agency into a private police department for the president. And that's all of those things are things that Gaetz would be willing to do. And my guess is, has been told, if you get appointed, I'm going to expect you to do those things.
There's all sorts of reporting, including Bill Barr's own words, that when Donald Trump in his first term, when he had Jeff Sessions, when he had Bill Barr, that he envisioned the attorney general to be his personal attorney, right? That
right. Yep.
He wanted the attorney general to point the finger at Hillary Clinton. And by the way, I'm very amused when people say, well, he did not go after Hillary Clinton. All the reporting is, including from Barr himself, that he absolutely wanted Barr to go after Hillary Clinton. There was no basis to go after her. Gates yep. will not be that legal filter, Tom, who knows the law like you, when there's tens of millions of other qualified Republican attorneys. The president-elect won. He gets deference. But there is advice and consent. And Gates, whenever Trump says go after him, her, him, there is only going to be one word from him, yes.
That's unfortunately what Gates gives Trump, which is what he wants. He wants the ability to go after people, to get even, get retribution, whatever term you want. And he needs a department within the department, within the administration to do that. That department under Gates will have that mission.
When you were twice the state attorney, the U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, how often would you interact with the attorney general?
Oh, I saw him, several times a year, but usually in groups of other people.
Right.
Rarely face-to-face.
Outside of this vengeance, which it's just a given if he gets it, and I'm with you, I think there will be enough Republicans. I mean, Murkowski and Collins are probably out already. I would assume McConnell is out already, so now you're at 50 and Vance would have to break the tie. I don't think he's going to get it, but then the whole recess appointment and the depths that Trump might go to try to get that done. Outside of just the vengeance side, it's just going to be a revenge tour. What also gives you just significant pause about Gates as this lead person involved in our Department of Justice?
Historically, the Department of Justice operates through its United States attorneys, 97 of them, and they operate with the best interests of the Department of Justice and the United States, but also of the state in which they operate. I would expect with Gates in charge, he will be much more hands-on as far as giving direction to the individual U.S. attorneys. I'm not sure that would be a great job to have right now, to be blunt. Not like I'm up for it, but it will be a challenging job to be the United States attorney in any of our states right now.
This does happen most of the time, where if you have a new president, they will fire and select their own U.S. attorneys in various states. Could you see qualified, right-leaning attorneys who under most circumstances would say, absolutely, yes, I want to be the U.S. attorney for state of Minnesota, Georgia, you name it. But because of Gates's role and the concern of the Trump-directed Department of Justice, where qualified individuals who may have voted for Donald Trump will say, nope, I'm going to pass.
I think if somebody has the conservative credentials that one would expect from a Republican appointee, I think that's such an outstanding job. I think people will take the opportunity if given it. I don't think they will shy away simply because Gates is the attorney general. But I do believe that once they're in the position, they will find that Gates is supervising them at a level that is really unprecedented.
Yeah. This is Tom Helfelfinger in private practice successfully for decades in this state, highly regarded, also two times appointed by Republican presidents to be the U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. Let's talk about the present U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota. That's Andy Lueger, who you've praised before, who's had this job twice. Is he most likely done with Trump winning?
Yes, he is, and Andy knows that. And Andy, I'm sure that had Harris won the election, Andy might consider serving again.
Yep.
I don't think even if he wanted to serve again under Trump, there is no way with that Trump would reappoint an Andy Lueger. And I say that because Andy's a good friend of mine, but if Andy were sitting here, I'd tell him, Andy, you're not going to get reappointed.
Yeah.
But he knows that.
He does.
He knows that.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Let's say Trump is able to pull this off and he gets the votes or it's a recess appointment. If Trump, with Gates' assistant, appoints other deputy attorney generals, is there any way this is mitigated? This isn't as bad as you, myself, and others think it might be?
I think this is going to be a very dangerous situation. You used a phrase that there's no gatekeeper, or maybe that's my phrase, but one of the things that an attorney general can do with a president or other members of the cabinet is if they're sort of going over the edges, he or she, attorney general, can calm them down.
Yeah.
I don't see this guy calming Trump down. And I don't see another member of the Department of Justice hierarchy who will bypass Gates and calm down Trump. Now, it's going to be very much what Trump has said in the past, and you referred to it. This is my department. This is my legal department.
Yeah. He honestly thinks the Department of Justice, if you're president, follows everything that they want. That's why he's convinced that Biden was directing everything that took place involving legal matters with Merrick Garland and others. Now, speaking of Merrick Garland, Jack Smith and all that work, that's just all going to go away? Is that fair? I mean, do you see, like Jim Jordan and others have talked about asking Jack Smith to testify? I cannot believe that would happen because Jim Jordan is going to have required to have other Democratic members of the committee asking questions to Jack Smith, and he would be talking about the evidence that he had on Donald Trump. I don't think they want that to see the light of day, do they, Tom?
Probably not. What's more than likely to happen here, because of the recess appointment opportunity, and I do believe that's what's going to happen, well before the inaugural, there will be a new attorney general, probably Gates. And one of the things that Trump will tell Gates to do is to dismiss all of the charges that Smith has brought against Trump, all the federal charges.
Mm-hmm.
He does not have, Gates will not have control over the prosecution in the state of Georgia, nor over the Manhattan prosecution. But all the other ones he will. And Jack Smith will be gone before then anyway.
Did Merrick Garland make a mistake? Should he have appointed Jack Smith much earlier?
I think one can look at Jack Smith's performance both as a special prosecutor and Garland's timing of the appointment. It would have made it easier had that been appointed very quickly, but nobody could anticipate a couple of judges that would basically sit on a case and do nothing for a long time. And that's really mainly what happened here. It wasn't because the prosecutor didn't get aggressive. It was because the judges basically blocked it.
Tom, you're great as always. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the day. We'll reach out again soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Tom Heffelfinger. By the way, I'm going to say it again. First of all, highly regarded among lawyers in this state. And don't even start with me. Well, that's just a liberal. You kidding me? Twice appointed by Republicans. Matt Gaetz isn't qualified to be on the People's Court. Get out of here. I mean, maybe if he takes the Doug Llewellyn role, he could interview.
Could he be one of the litigants?
There's plenty of evidence to bring Matt in.
Judge Wapner would have a field day with him.
Okay, Donald Trump won. Let's emphasize this. He won decisively. If you want to say it's a mandate, I'm not pushing back. If you win 312 and you win every single swing state, that's a rout. Now, popular vote, he's probably going to end up winning by maybe 2 million or so. But that was still a huge victory also. Guess what? We're not trying for the popular vote. That's not the game. So when people say, oh, you can't call it that because look at how close the popular vote. They weren't playing that game. The game is electoral. Okay, maybe we'll change it. But if you get 312, that's a blowout. So absolutely great deference to the president-elect. Honestly, there's tens of millions of attorneys. We're in downtown. There's hundreds and hundreds of attorneys who voted for Trump who are more qualified than Matt Gaetz right now. He's slime, sex trafficking, 17-year-olds. We got the former congressman who's now Senator Mullen, Mark Wayne Mullen, who talked about how Gaetz a couple years ago was going around the floor of Congress bragging about how he was breaking up Viagra and just taking that along with energy drinks and having sex with underage women. This is the guy. Get a qualified Republican attorney general because you won. Then it's approved and people can have honest disagreements. Not this buffoon. Disagree with me. Agree with me. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here's another one before we take calls and texts. Matt Gaetz resigns yesterday, right away. Okay, so Speaker Johnson has been begging Trump publicly and privately, don't take anybody else from Congress. We have such a slim majority. We want to get things done before this year is done, and then also early next year. They can't appoint the replacement for Gaetz until late February, early March. The only reason why he stepped down is because he doesn't want that ethics report to come out. That's it. By the way, you know when that ethics report started? 2021.
Big report.
I mean, and I get, by the way, they held They held off the report until after the election. Fine. I have no problem with that.
Why do you not have a problem with that?
I don't think it should have come out in the last month before the election. I don't. In September on, sure. I think you have to watch that sort of ethics report, which is already so let's say it comes out in October 10th. And you're saying, oh, wait a sec, this started in 2021 and now it's coming out just right before the election and Congress is playing this role. Now, if it came out in July or August or even early September, but that close to the election, I get some deference.
Mm.
Okay? You're saying no.
I'm saying it.
Whenever it's done, it's done.
Might look a little squirrely, but yeah, when it's done, it's done. And if you either got damning evidence or a complete exoneration, the voters deserve to know.
Fair. It's a fair comeback. But the only reason why he has stepped down from Congress is to avoid this report, period. Tell me why else he stepped down. Because he's not going to be attorney general for Joe Biden.
You sure?
I don't think Joe is going to appoint him. Just a hunch. I don't. And so he steps away from that. It's coming out somehow. I retweeted Jake Sherman, who pointed out how there have been other ethics reports when someone stepped down and they still came out. So it's going to come out somehow, some way. And I'm sure it's going to just exonerate Matt Gaetz. Oh, yeah. Sure. Let's go to calls. We're probably going to be late. Screw up the clock management. Here we go. Julie, go ahead. Thanks so much for listening. You're on CCO.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Chad. I am afraid of you. And I'm very nervous about calling in the show because I know how good you are. And that's not flattery. I'm very nervous.
Wow.
But I want to throw
out. Sounded like
facts.
Flattery if I'm good. No, don't be afraid. Go ahead and make your points, Julie.
Well, I have two quick things. Number one, this election was not a blowout, okay? 159,000 votes in three states. If they had been for Harris instead of Trump, Harris would have the presidency. So let's look at that.
Let me just jump in, Julie. He has 312 electoral votes. That's the most a Republican has had in almost 50 years. That's a blowout.
But it doesn't change the truth of the statistics. 159,000 votes going the other way, we'd have a different president. That's all I want to say about that.
Okay.
Axios came out and said that Trump appointing Gaetz is Trump extending the middle finger. That's all it is. That's what it is.
But
he
wants him as the attorney general. I don't buy for a second that he's going to make him the sacrificial lamb and that he wants out of Congress. Because I've read that theory over and over again. No. He wants this guy as Matt, that guy. And Trump doesn't want to lose anything. He doesn't want to acknowledge ever losing anything either.
Yeah, and he wants to show, hey, I am number one, I'm in charge. And even though this guy has got these very negative qualities, like sleeping with a 17-year-old, possibly being involved in sex trafficking, ha, 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 I'm in charge. So that's all I have to say, and I guess you didn't hurt me too bad. So thank you.
I don't think so. Let's do this. Let's pause. Let's stay with it a little bit longer. Paul, I know Paul sees the other side of this conversation. Hang on, Paul. Want to give you your opportunity to make your point different from mine. Lots of texts coming in on my kid just named his dog early in the year, Gaetz.
Spelling?
Not a Z.
Wise move.
Yeah, not a Z. Maybe Hunter saw the future.
Yeah, but if you're at the dog park and you're calling out, Gaetz!
Could be love.
People might not understand.
Could be hated. I don't know.
Really enunciate that Z.
Exactly.
That S.
All right, keep the text, keep the calls coming on Matt Gaetz. Including, you want to say this, yes or no, will he be the attorney general? Yes or no, Dave Harrigan, will he be the attorney general?
No.
I don't think so either. I don't think he's getting the votes. And I think this ethics report is going to come out, and I think it's going to look awful. And But if he can pull it off through a recess appointment, it doesn't matter what it says, right? Trump won't care. They were out to get you. You were railroaded. It wasn't fair. In fact, the worse the ethics report is, the more emboldened he might be.
Well, that's the question I was just going to. Does it go far enough to where Congress is giving the thumbs up or thumbs down? Or does Trump say, all right, this isn't going to be good for me. Let's move on and pick somebody else.
I don't think Trump thinks that way ever. He trusts his first instincts, you know, and he wants this guy just to be his flunky and go out and go after people. 34 past one on CCO. Paul, thanks for your patience. I appreciate you hanging out as long as you did. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hey, thank you so much. I've been listening to you for years. And, you know, I'm a Republican, a poor Republican, that is. You know, when the information first came out about, you know, Mr. Mike Gates, months ago, I was bummed out because I really liked him. But do we know for sure if that information is true?
Well, we have to acknowledge this. The Department of Justice did investigate him. The individual he was involved with in this, the allegations of sex trafficking, pled guilty, gave information on Gates, and this has to be stated. The Department of Justice decided not to file charges against Gates. Seems like the evidence is clear on some level involvement, but to the point of proving it in court, they decided they could not. Now, the ethics investigation is coming out, we think, maybe not now because of the stepping away. But if it's, has he been charged? Nope, he has not been charged.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, to be fair, did you know that the Biden, I don't know if it's the son or all of them together, who it is, but in the Biden family, my friend, there was 175 bank transactions from China. And that is never looked at either. I mean, these are the things we have to get by.
No, that was looked at. It was looked at. They didn't pursue charges. Mm-hmm. And the representative, James, why am I blank? Cormer. Is it Cormer? Mm-hmm. I forget. I mean, he conducted hearing after hearing and hearing on the Biden crime family, and nothing ever happened. And the DOJ, by the way, did end up pursuing charges against Hunter Biden. I mean, the president wouldn't, if the president was running the show, why would they pursue charges and get charges against his son?
All I'm saying is this, Chad, my friend. There are 175 bank transactions from China. It doesn't matter that the deal, I mean, why are the Biden families even doing any business with China?
Well, I think most people. Go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're smarter than I am. You know, I hope you have a good golf game, but there's something wrong with politics. I gotta say one more thing.
Sure.
Who's the leader of the FBI? Do you know his name?
Christopher Wray.
Christopher Wray says that there was no insurrection, but you guys talk about it every day.
No.
Because no one was taken hostage.
That's not what Christopher Wray.
No one was taken hostage.
That's not what Christopher Wray
exactly
said.
What he says.
No.
Who was taken hostage that day? Was anybody taken hostage? Did anybody have a gun? So there was
there were guns. There were individuals, there were officers that were harmed, and they were trying to stop the transfer of power. Yes, Paul, yes or no? Were they trying to stop?
What I'm saying is this.
No, you got to answer that question, Paul. Were they trying to stop the transfer of power?
I believe that, no, because they didn't take anybody hostage. Nobody was they broke windows. Yeah, they broke furniture. They stole the laptop. What they did was totally wrong. What they did was totally wrong.
Okay, totally wrong. I agree.
Oh, come on, Chad.
They did more than that.
Come on, be fair.
I am fair. My contention is against Donald Trump, not against the Republican Party.
Okay. I got one more thing. They've accused Donald Trump of being the Hitler. Hitler killed.
I've never used it.
People.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Right.
Oh, but is that disgusting? Yeah.
And I've never, ever, ever compared him to Hitler. Yeah. Ever. Never. But
has anybody on your show ever done that?
No.
WCCO?
I'm not in charge of all WCCO, Paul. But I will say this. Okay. John Kelly, yes. Who I assume you admire, right? Four-star general, right? I'm a former Marine.
No, don't like him at all.
Oh, really? You don't like a four-star general?
No.
Okay, I do. I believe like in our military, right? He's the one who brought up how Hitler said Trump said he wanted generals loyal like Trump. Paul, thank you so much. Have a very good day. I appreciate calling, including disagreeing.
You too, sir.
Very good. The guy calling you right now is calling you on the carpet. Yeah, yes, yeah. Chad, you're magnifying your own persona. You will continue to preach to your minions. The people have spoken. I just said he won in a mandate. He kicked his opponent's butt. Did I ever rave about Kamala Harris? Ever once? Mediocre at best. Other candidates had a significantly better chance. If Mitt Romney was on the ballot against Kamala Harris, I would have voted for him. If Chris Christie was on the ballot against Kamala Harris, I would have voted for Chris Christie. Okay? Somebody wants to know if that was Jesse. Somebody said it was Jesse. Somebody said it was Mike Lindell. Where is Mike Lindell?
I think it sounded more like Mike than Jesse.
Yeah, I did too. Trump family doing business with Saudi Arabia. You know, that is one that is conveniently forgotten, by the way. The Jared Kushner.
Did he get some cash from them?
Who's never been involved in that type of finance his entire life. All of a sudden is running a hedge fund, and over $2 billion is from Saudi Arabia.
First time for everything.
I mean, come on. How do the Democrats not investigate that more aggressively?
Good hedge fund.
Just out of nowhere, $2 billion from MBS. Heck of a guy, by the way. MBS. Let's see. A 3-year investigative no charges. I'm excited for the revenge. The past 8 years have been constant attacks against conservatives. I don't think it's been constant attacks against conservatives. I think it was constant attacks against Donald Trump and people close to him because of actions and words he's offered up. But this texture does reflect the feeling of a lot of people who feel like they are attacked just because they're Republicans.
Well, yeah, and it's turned personal for a lot of Trump supporters because,
yep.
A, you're attacking the person that they vote for, that they believe in, and, I mean, let's be honest, liberals across the country have been very dismissive of anybody.
Condescending.
Yes, yeah. Condescending, all of those things towards anybody that has voted Republican, specifically voted for Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Not every, but there's too big a percentage that says if you vote for Donald Trump, you're stupid. There's something wrong with you. Agreed when Joe Biden inadvertently said garbage. He might have really meant it, but it was inadvertent that time. And trust me, all the texts and emails I received when I said I would never stop being friends with them if the only reason was they voted for Trump. And I said, come on. Now, if they offered up racist and homophobic comments, they wouldn't have been my friend in the first place. But yeah, there definitely was some pomposity from liberals on a regular basis. Matt stepped down from this Congress. He's already elected the next Congress. No, he stepped down, right?
Effective immediately.
It's not like, and by the way, I'm looking at two or three reports who talked to Florida election judges who said that they cannot appoint someone to this seat until the end of February. Okay? And I haven't seen a lot of pushback to that. Let's see. Gates was begging for a pardon. Why would a not guilty guy need a pardon? That's a very good question. To those supporters of Matt Gaetz, it's well documented from Republicans who were there that Gaetz was begging Trump for a pardon at the end of term one. You're not innocent if you're begging for a pardon, are you? Now, I guess some would say, guess what? All Trump supporters are targeted. So he was getting ahead of the game. I think he had plenty of fear for what was going on. Chad, great show as always. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. While I'm a lifelong Republican, I couldn't agree more that Matt Gaetz is a complete joke. This isn't me. Thank you for the text. This isn't me saying Donald Trump has to keep Merrick Garland. He should appoint someone who is a Republican. Absolutely. And he gets great deference. But there is advice and consent. The Senate doesn't just roll over. Why this guy? Because he's going to do his bidding. That's it. Hi, Chad. I agree with Gaetz. He's definitely not the best candidate, but so CCO. How about talking about the really good picks? I have. I've done that numerous times. I said Susan Wiles right away. Good pick. Marco Rubio. Good pick. Waltz. Looks like a good pick. By the way, I haven't even talked that much about Tulsi Gabbard, who some people think. I mean, by the way, just listen to her comments about Assad. how soft she is on Assad. So nobody's even talking about her because Gates is so unbelievably unqualified for the job. We'll read a couple more texts and then move on with the rest of our lives. Well, we'll probably get back to it again, but at least for the rest of the show, won't come up anymore. Your Alindus construction time check is, and it's 1:55. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. Now, great news, I think would be great news for us in our personal lives, right? You know, something's going on with your girls, your wife, friends. So this isn't great news to that level. But any time the scumbag known as Alex Jones loses, I'm for it. People will say, God, you must hate Donald Trump. I don't hate Donald Trump. I think he's lacking a character. I think he's a narcissist. But no, I detest Alex Jones. Anyone who brings torment to the Sandy Hook parents the way he did, the way he started it, the way that foment continued, how it continued pouring water on it and enabled and powered his followers. There were Sandy Hook parents who had to move not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, six times because of this filth. Crisis actors harassing. And yeah, he's backpedaled and in just a weasel way.
Oh, it's just shtick, Chad.
Well, that's the other part. Let's not forget, in his divorce case, when he was fighting for custody with his kids, and I'm sure he loves his kids, his attorney admitted, it's a bit. It's a show. So when he actually, ladies and gentlemen who believe in Alex Jones, in the conspiracy nonsense and harassing people, his own attorney, when he had to show the morality and character of who Alex Jones is, he said, come on, it's show business. This isn't real. He's playing a part. What a part to play.
Yeah.
How about say, I'm not going to play that part. And so when he lost an enormous settlement to the Sandy Hook parents, when he's bobbed and weaved and ducked out of it through bankruptcy law as well. Today, the Onion confirms they've bought InfoWars. So delicious. Every town's a part of it. Now, is he done? No. He's going to find another platform. And I'm not saying he never should be allowed. Listen, if he doesn't have power ever again, I wouldn't shed a single tear. I'm not a censorship guy, but if that's the guy you're following and the torment he did to Sandy Hook parents, I just would encourage you to look in your mirror and say, this is who I'm really paying attention to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.